Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
All right, News Roundup, Information Overload Hour, 800-941-SHAWN, if you want to be a part of the program. We're going to be joined by our friend, I think the best media critic in the country today, media analyst, if you will. It's certainly not Humpty Dumpty, who recently got, well, he had a great fall and fell off the wall, and he's off of CNN, but he's going to Harvard, the Kennedy School of journalism. You can't make this up. It's so insane. That's another reason not to send your kids to these woke, insane Ivy League schools. There hopefully are better places to send your kid to college. But anyway, Joe Concha has been very, very objective and honest and fair, and he sets himself apart from everybody else in media. He's become a big part of the radio and TV show. He's just come out with his new book. It's called Come On, Man. Come on, man. You a junkie? Anyway, the truth about Joe Biden's terrible, horrible, no good, very bad presidency. I think the title is apropos because it's a phrase that Joey uses quite a bit.
Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man. Come on. It's like saying you, before you got in this program, if you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not, what do you think, huh? Are you a junkie? What do you... Come on.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump... And you ain't black.
So don't worry about it. Come on.
I got votes for that bill. I convinced people to vote for it.
The radical question, left. Will you shut up, man? Listen. Come on.
You ever been to a caucus? No, you haven't. You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
Come on.
And you want to check my shape on? Let's do push-ups together, man. Let's do this run. Let's do whatever you want to do. Let's take your name.
Come on.
I mean, you just can't. Lying, dog-faced, pony soldier. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women are created equal. They're endowed by the, the thing. Poor kids are just as bright as and talented as white kids. He actually says this stuff. Play the radio. Make sure the television, make sure you have the record player on at night. Does anyone have a record player anymore? I don't even know. I'll tell you what. If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black. You know, for the first time in my adult life, here's somebody who's clean and articulate and, you know, wow, that's storybook, man. If I had intended to cheat, would I be so stupid? I value my word above all else. Remember, he got caught numerous times, not only cheating, but lying and lifting speeches and plagiarizing. Anyway, our friend Joe Concha is with us. And he wrote the book, Come On, Man, The Truth About Biden's Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Presidency, now out today. We have a link on Hannity.com, Amazon.com, bookstores everywhere. And he joins us to talk about it. Sir, how are you? Welcome back.
I'm doing great. Apparently, when you get on Hannity.com, Sean, you know? This thing now is at number one on Amazon in terms of on the new release list on political commentary. It's number four overall, and I think I have to give you 12% now or something, right?
12. I need 50%. Where did you learn math? Did you go to some school that was spent that you probably went to a public school that didn't even make basic standards? But no, congratulations. We're happy for you. Ainsley Earhart, her book just launched today also. She's going to join us at the bottom of the half hour. And it's like number one in every children's category out there. It's a great children's book. I love the fact that you've been willing to do something that nobody else does that calls themselves a media critic, or because that's really what you are. You cover the media more than any other beat. Is that a fair way to put it?
Oh, yeah. For over a decade, starting at Mediaite and The Hill for many years as a reporter. Now I'm on the opinion side, and obviously on Fox News, majority of my segments cover media, but you can't not cover politics with that because they're so intertwined now, and it's such a revolving door as far as people that are in media, then they go work in government, and they go back to media. So, yeah, I think that's a fair assessment.
All right, let's start with Joe Biden, because you're absolutely right. If you look at the way Democrats are running in this campaign, they're hiding. They're dumping tens of millions of dollars in negative ads against their opponents. If they are agreeing to debates, it's like just a week before the election, after early voting had taken place for weeks, if not months at a time. Yeah. And they don't want to run on Joe's record. So the only thing they've got is, we'll hate Donald Trump. We'll talk about January 6th forever in perpetuity. We'll demagogue abortion and then call Republicans racist and any other bad name they can think of. What can Joe point to, in your view, that is successful? What can Democrats point to?
Absolutely, positively nothing. I mean, when you look at every major issue, right, you have inflation and economy, F, border. If there's a grade below F, if it exists, a G and H, I don't know. I mean, it's just beyond horrible there. On crime, in terms of all these DAs with cashless bail, letting criminals back out on the street to hurt people, maim people. I look at those three big factors there, Sean, and that's the pillar of any successful presidency. Is this country more expensive to live in than before Joe Biden took office? Yes, it is. Is it more dangerous to live in? Yes, it is. Is it easier to enter? Yes, it is. And then obviously fentanyl and all that coming across the southern border, killing 300 Americans per day. You never hear this president talk about it even once. And the reason why he could get away with this to a certain extent, Sean, is because outside of Fox News and this radio show and a couple of others, they allow him to do that. And because, I'll put it this way. When I wrote this book, I was thinking, oh, man, first book. I've never written one before. I hope I don't write something that everybody else is writing about, because it is a sitting president that I'm writing about. And people wrote dozens upon dozens of books about Donald Trump. So am I going to run into the same problem writing about Joe Biden? Well, in October, there are 15 books coming out on Donald J. Trump. You know how many are coming out about Joseph R. Biden? One.
One. Five. Yours.
That's it. So I got a clear lane. That's the good news, I guess. But if you're Maggie Haberman, and you talk about speaking truth to power and holding the powerful accountable, well, she has a book on Trump coming out next month. And Jim Acosta.
Wait a minute. Is this the same Maggie Haberman? Just correct me if I'm wrong. They got Pulitzer Prizes for their coverage of the Trump-Russia collusion story. And yet they got everything wrong about the story, and they still get to keep their Pulitzer. Is that the same person?
They get to keep their Pulitzer, and they get a huge book advance, not writing about the guy in office right now that's destroying the country, but the guy who left office 21 months ago. So same thing with Jim Acosta, right? I mean, the minute Joe Biden was elected, Acosta's like, well, I can't be in the White House briefing room anymore and ask obnoxious, self-serving questions. I'm out of here. And is he writing a book on Biden? No, but Jonathan Carl is, ABC News. His third book on Trump is coming out next month, along with many others. And again, I'm the only one who's talking about the guy currently in power that's doing things to this country like we've never seen before. And that's why he's polling, even with these polls that are a little bit skewed, in the 60s on disapproval when it comes to economy, crime, border. And that's why I think, while people are worried about the House and GOP not winning that back, I don't see how people vote any other way besides on those big issues outside of abortion, maybe. But I think we're looking at least the House going to the GOP at this point, Sean.
You actually have a very funny chapter called The Psaki Bomb, and you can explain it if you want. But what was interesting is what she said this weekend. If this election is about Joe Biden and his failed agenda, she admits Democrats are going to get crushed at the polls. And that's why they're desperately trying to, you know, talk about MAGA Republicans and Donald Trump. And, oh, let's have more January 6th hearings. Let's put out the report the day before Election Day so everybody can know all about January 6th, anything but, you know, his failed policies. But if you look at more people died from COVID, for example, in 2021 than 2020. And he inherited monoclonal antibodies and the vaccines, of course, which are controversial. But you write about the man that broke the border. You do talk at length about fentanyl and opioid and how many, you know, we're losing around 300 kids a week for crying out loud. You look at inflation, 40-year high. You look at record prices that we're paying for gasoline, for diesel, to heat and cool our homes, for every product we buy and every store we go to. Then you look at law and order. I mean, our cities are a mess. Our towns are a mess. No bail, defund, dismantle. It's not worked. But in spite of what he said recently about refunding the police, we know that's not been the case with the Democratic Party. They've led these efforts that has now increased crime to record levels all around the country. Our educational system is a mess. And we've had the Democrats in this unholy union with teachers' unions. And they have no clue whatsoever that we spend more per capita per education with the worst results. So all of these things you're talking about, why does the media get it wrong? Or as you say in chapter 16, the decline of real journalism.
Yeah, it's intentional. They don't get it wrong because, oh, it's human error. And I guess we got this source really burned us this time. No, obviously they're pushing a narrative. And it's not about journalism anymore, Sean. It's about activism. And in this book, what I do, it's not just about the Biden presidency and what we just talked about, but I go back to basically the beginning of his young adult life. And as you mentioned, yeah, plagiarism on many occasions, including in 1988, when he ran for president 35 years ago, he had to drop out of that race because of that. You would think that would be the end of him as far as running for president. He runs two more times after that. And the only reason why he even got close to the nomination in 2020 is because Barack Obama had to bring him on board in 2008, because they wanted somebody who was older and experienced and had foreign policy experience, where even though Joe Biden's gotten every major foreign policy decision wrong, just ask Robert Gates, his own defense secretary. But in the end, what I learned about Joe Biden and doing all this research on my own is that he has failed upwards, which usually has a ceiling, but he's failed upwards all the way to the Oval Office, and he is profoundly incompetent, and his instincts are always wrong, and he's always been a far-left ideologue. I don't want to hear one more peep that this is the moderate ever again, because at last check, you don't expand government the way Joe Biden has if you are a moderate. You don't spend trillions of dollars during a recession, and yes, we are in a recession, and then say with a straight face that this is in the name of the Inflation Reduction Act, which will actually reduce inflation, which no sane or sober person believes, as you mentioned before, supporting these cashless bail DAs and the border just opening that up the way he has. No way is this the actions of a moderate. This is the guy Joe Biden's always been, but he never had the power to do much as one of 100 senators. Now that he's president, we're getting a real taste of exactly who this man is. Not a unifier, definitely not a moderate, and very bad for this country, as we just discussed.
All right, quick break. We'll come right back. More with Joe Concha. New book is out. Come on, man. The truth about Joe Biden's terrible, horrible, no good, very bad presidency. Amazon.com, Hannity.com, bookstores everywhere.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never seen before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right, we continue with Fox News contributor, a friend of ours, Joe Concha. His new book out today, Come On, Man, The Truth About Joe Biden's Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Presidency. I like what Kevin McCarthy did on Friday and released these commitments to America. We had Newt Gingrich on earlier. He unleashed the contract with America in 1994. People forget Republicans, they were out of power in the House of Representatives in the minority for 40 consecutive years.
Wow.
I mean, you would think that's impossible, but it was possible. It did happen, and it was real, and he did it with ideas. It's one thing to criticize Joe Biden, the Democratic Socialist. They deserve it. They've earned all of it, but it's another thing entirely to come forward with your vision, your plan, your policies that you would implement if you're given the honor of serving the people of your district or your state in whatever capacity. I love the idea of signing this again. I wish Republicans would do it every year, not just every 28 years.
That's exactly right, Sean, because you have to have a party that says, okay, here's how we're going to try to make your lives better, and this is how we're going to do it. And you put it in very, very simple terms, right? I mean, Reagan had his slogan, a shining city on the hill. That's positive, right? And then you have Donald Trump, obviously, make America great again. You get these simple slogans that say, we can do better, and we could be great again, and this is how we're going to do it. And we're going to apply this thing called common sense. And if we have common sense, then we won't spend money that we don't have. We'll put away criminals when they commit crimes and don't let them back out. And we'll close the border, not the way, you know, Jen Psaki or Green Jean-Pierre says it's closed, but actually closing it by finishing the wall and putting back in Remain in Mexico. And as you said, the education system, I got a first and a third grader, and I want to know what my kids are being taught. I certainly don't want Liam, my seven-year-old, being taught about sexual orientation and gender identity. So if you just concentrate on those things and hammer them home and don't let them change the subject to Trump in January.
Wait a minute, you have a seven-year-old named Liam too, like Linda?
Yeah, is that funny? I mean, we've talked about that. Do you know that Liam is the most popular name for a boy, like, 5 years running? I mean, that Liam Neeson, I knew that those Taken movies were popular, but man, that's apparently the name these days. I thought it was kind of old school and classic, but go figure. But yeah, Linda and I share that account.
But anyway, the book is phenomenal. I want to remind people, we put it up on Hannity.com, Amazon.com, bookstores now everywhere, just out today. Come on, man, the truth about Joe Biden's terrible, horrible, no good, very bad presidency. It's already racing up the charts on Amazon.com. So congratulations, Joe Concha. You're a good friend of the show. We think the world of you, and we love the fact that you are one of the only people out there, and you should have your own TV show on media, that is calling them out for how bad they really are. Thanks so much, sir.
Oh, thank you, Sean. I appreciate it. Oh, by the way, the Gavin Newsom bumper sticker, we talked about slogans before, I'll do to America what I did to California. No!
Yeah, or, you know, the DeSantis bumper sticker, when I'm pretty sure he'll run one day. It'll be Make America Florida, and that'll probably be a lot more popular. Just guessing.
Ooh, I like that. I like that.
All right, Joe Concha, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program? We'll get to your calls next half hour. Ainsley Earhart will talk about her new book as well. And she has a live book signing right after this program today. We'll tell you about that. All right, 25 now till the top of the hour. 800-941-SEAN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. So I work with some wonderful people at Fox News. The nicest person in the building by far is the co-host of the number one morning show. It's not Steve Doocy, who was pushing his cookbook the other day. We had fun with Steve and Peter Doocy. It's Ainsley Earhart. And she's one of our dearest friends, one of my dearest friends of Fox News, and probably the nicest person I've ever met in media. And that's saying a lot, because it's kind of a cutthroat business, and not everybody is exactly the nicest in this business. It's kind of a cutthroat business. And I've watched Ainsley over the years help so many people in so many different ways. And she has now what will be her fourth best-selling book, her third children's book. She wrote the book Take Heart, My Child, became a number one bestseller. She wrote the book Through Your Eyes, which is an incredible, also another Take Heart, My Child, A Mother's Dream. That was a number one bestseller. The other book that she wrote was really well done. And she just keeps writing these bestsellers. It's pretty amazing. And she has her new book out, and it's called I'm So Glad You Were Born. Now, if liberals were writing books, I wish Hannity wasn't born. I would assume it might be the title of that book. But Ainsley joins us now. And first of all, I looked on Amazon today. It is like number one in three or more different categories for children's books. And like in the top 10 in sales of books overall, which is amazing. You're just releasing it today. Congratulations.
Hey, Sean, thank you so much. Yes, the book comes out tomorrow, so wherever you buy your book, you can reserve your copy today, and you'll get it. The sale will go through, and you'll get it tomorrow or whenever the books are mailed out. So I'm just so grateful for you having me on. You know, our kids have been through so much over the last few years, and this is just a happy book so that we can celebrate our children. And if people are like me and they really struggled to have a baby and I had a miscarriage and then I finally have this amazing little girl, she's 6 and a half now, and I had her at 39 years old. And I just am so glad she was born. And that's something that my parents said on our birthdays, my mom especially. And so I was anchoring the show with Steve one day, and people were asking, are you going to do another children's book? And I said, I just don't feel like God's telling me to do that right now. I don't know, but I'm not ready to do that. And Kathy Doocy wrote us and said during the show, Steve's wife, and said, tell Ainsley her next book needs to be called I'm So Glad You Were Born, because she says that to everyone on their birthdays. And the first time I said it to Steve when I was anchoring the show with him on his first birthday, when I got the Fox and Friends anchor job, he started laughing and the whole crew started laughing. And I said, I know it sounds funny, but think about it. It's your birthday. It's the day you're born. So this book is great for children on their birthdays or when a baby is born, or if you're a, you know, a godparent, or if you're an aunt or an uncle and you want to give this to a special child in your life, or even a child that doesn't hear this message all the time because their parents are working a lot and they just don't have the energy and they're just burned out at the end of the day. The children need to hear this. They, you know, self-esteem is an issue right now, and we've seen suicide rates go up in high schools after COVID, and children just need to know that they're special and that God has a purpose for them.
You know, it really is true. I always talk about the fact that the word education comes from the Latin derivative educare, to bring forth from within. And as a Christian, I believe that God created every man, woman, and child on this earth, and with that, we all have a unique fingerprint, but we also have special gifts that we are given. You are very outspoken on the air about your faith. I've heard you say this to many, many people on their birthdays on the air. I'm so glad you were born. Go back and is this something your mom said every birthday? Like, you really remembered it?
Oh, yeah, I do. And it's more common in the South. I grew up in South Carolina, so you hear this phrase. But now I'm seeing it on birthday cards at our local card shops in Manhattan, which makes me laugh. I don't know if they've heard people in the South say it or if they've watched Fox and Friends, but now it's on birthday cards, and I'm hearing the saying more and more. So I just feel so honored and privileged that the book is doing so well already, when it doesn't even come out till tomorrow, because my mom is really special. And Sean, you know what my mom's gone through. She had a stroke 4.5 years ago, and she can barely talk anymore, and she has dialysis 3 times a week. She has diabetes and kidney failure. And this is the woman that carried me for 9 months, and my sister and my brother each for 9 months, worked tirelessly. You know, she wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, but we couldn't afford that. So mom went to school every day and taught little ones, which she adored and loved, and they were her babies too. But she worked so hard. She was out the door before we were even in the kitchen eating breakfast. So dad was in charge of breakfast and putting us on the bus every day. And mom would come home late in the afternoon at 4 o'clock. Her whole day was with other little children. That's why our teachers are so important. And then she would come home and read the newspapers and usually fall asleep. And, you know, at that age, I was so selfish. I just was a little upset with her for, like, falling asleep and not wanting to spend time with us. She was just done. And then she'd wake up and have food on the table, a home-cooked meal every night for our family. And dad would come home, and we would all sit there together and say a blessing over our meal and eat together as a family and talk about our day. But, you know, some days were stressful. Some days the garage door would break and mom and dad weren't sure if, you know, it was hard. It was hard. They had 3 kids and dad wanted to put us all through college because he put himself through college. So this is a book to honor my mom and to say, Mom, I'm sorry for being, you always use the word, Sean, incorrigible. I'm sorry for not understanding.
I don't think your incorrigible matches my incorrigible by any stretch. Trust me.
No, that was my brother.
I could tell more stories.
But our moms, you know, and just need to have credit. You know, they worked hard.
Now, you also told the story. I remember interviewing you for your first children's book, and you told the story. Your dad kind of inspired that book, and every morning when you would get up for breakfast, he would leave notes or biblical verses next to wherever you ate your cereal or breakfast or whatever you had, and that had a pretty profound impact on your life.
Yes, it did. My dad was always leaving little sayings for us, like Walt Disney said, I hope I'll never be afraid to fail. So that was always in our heads. Anytime we were worried about running for political office in school or taking a new job in our adult life, he said, never be afraid to fail. Failure is what stands in between you and your success. So you don't ever live in fear. He just always had great sayings and reminders. Stay up with the owls. Don't expect to soar with the eagles. Attitude determines aptitude. He would leave scriptures and poems. And it really, you know, as a child, you're like, oh my gosh, Dad, okay, enough. But as you get older, you see that and you appreciate it. And then you find yourself repeating those values and those lessons because they really stick with you. So if you're a parent, don't give up on that. Put a note in their lunchbox. Put a note next to their cereal bowl before you leave for work, because they're listening to you and they hear you. And, you know, it makes a difference. So my first two children's books were about those messages that my dad left, and that's why I wanted to honor my mom with this book.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned earlier that you don't appreciate your parents at the time. I think back now, and I could kick myself. Very few people are as willing and open to talk about their faith as you are. We talk about it on the show probably, Linda, I think you'd agree with this, more and more than we have in past years, because my faith is very important to me. I think Christians are unfairly treated and boxed into this category that they think they're perfect, when I think it's just the opposite. I think Christians are admitting their faults and recognizing their imperfections and showing a desire to change their heart. From the Latin, the word repentance means literally to change one's heart and become better people. It does, you're not proclaiming you're perfect. You're proclaiming you're not, and you want to be better. Well, why are there so few people in media that are willing to talk about their faith, do you think?
I think, you know, I've noticed there are more and more people. When we do the Bible studies on Fox Nation, I have so many people at Fox that come up to me in the halls and say, Ainsley, I'd love to be on one of your Bible studies. And those are anchors at Fox. And Fox allows that. Fox encourages it, allows us to be ourselves. And that's something that's extremely important to me. So when we signed up for our streaming service, when we started our streaming service, Fox Nation, they asked me to do a Fox Bible study. And I was so honored. What? I get to work in New York City, the city that I love. I know you hate it, Sean, but I love the city. I always wanted to live here as a child. I get to live in the city. I get to work at the national level.
I think hate is an understatement, just a side note, but go ahead.
I know. But how cool is it that Fox has said, not only do you get to work for us, you get to live in the city that you love, and all your dreams have come true here. You get to wake up America every day, and you can talk about the most important thing in your life, and that's God. So I just feel so blessed. I mean, we've all been through ups and downs. You know, Linda, I love you. Linda, you I'm so happy for you. I'll sign a book for Liam and send it over to you. But we've all gone through these ups and downs, and I'm very close with your radio staff and all the people at Fox. We've been a family, and we've watched each other go through the hardships of life, but come out on top, and God has blessed us immensely. So if you're going through a hard time, I promise you that it does get better, but you have to put your faith in something, and I put my faith in God. And when I did that, and I wasn't shy about talking about him, and I was bold about it, he just continued to bless me. So I feel like so many people would be just as good at my job, if not better. I went to journalism school with so many talented college students, and they're all doing big and wonderful things. Many of them would be great in my chair. I think God put me there because he knew I was going to be bold and talk about him. And I'm not trying to push it on anyone, because this book mentions God, but it's all God's. You know, we all have different ways of worshiping. And just that God created you. And I look at every person on the streets in New York, and we have, you know, people of all different socioeconomic backgrounds, of races, of creeds, everything, all the differences. And it looks like heaven to me. And I look at everyone's faces, and my daughter and I pray for the ambulance when it drives by, or we thank the police officers when we see them, because we look at everybody as God's child, and God created them with a purpose. And so if you're feeling down about your life, just I promise you, if you let God in your heart and you trust him and let him steer your car and you sit in the back seat, it makes life so much easier. I just say, God, take my life. If you want me to work at Fox News, I will gladly do that. If you have another plan for me down the road, I'll be sad to leave Fox, but I want to be in your path, and I want to follow you, because you're the only one who sees the future. No one else does. So why would I put my hope and my trust in something earthly and not something in the heavenly realm, which is God our Father? And, you know, this life is hard, Sean, and I love my life, and I'm so blessed. And I want to serve God while I'm here on earth, but there's something much better. The Bible talks about no pain, no crying, no divorce, no fighting. You know, it's all perfect in heaven. And my mom is, bless her heart, been fighting for her life for all these years. But I know our family knows where she's going at the end of all this, and we want her to be around for her grandkids. But I know she'll be with her parents, and more importantly, with Jesus. So life is not as hard when you have something to believe in outside of this world.
I agree with that totally. And you know, at the end of my show every night, I always say, let not your heart be troubled. It's from the Bible, John 14:1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you, and I go and prepare a place for you. That is hope. And you're right, too, about the issue of life being difficult. I love the book, The Road Less Traveled. Life is difficult, and it's a paradox once you accept that it's going to be hard. And there's nobody that goes through this life. And it literally impacts everybody. Everybody has problems. Everybody will face difficulties. Everybody will have hard times. Anyway, so the book is called I'm so glad you were born. It's written in a very, very fun and humorous at times and sweet rhyme, perfect for reading out loud. Your kids are going to love it. Your grandkids will love it. The illustrations are phenomenal. An artist by the name of Kim Barnes did that for you. I thought she did a great job. And I think, you know, if you're a parent, you're a grandparent, you're going to want to get this book for your grandkids or your own children and read it to them at night. Think of the message. I'm so glad you were born. Every kid needs to hear that. Anyway, Ainsley is going to be doing a live signing right after the show. I think it starts at 6:05 Eastern, 3:05 on the West Coast. You can go to this website. It's ainsleybook.com, ainsleybook, one word, .com. Or you can get it on Amazon.com and get a signed, printed, first edition run of the book. Already number one in so many children's categories. Amazing considering you just launched it today. And Amazon.com, Hannity.com, we'll put a link up there as well. The nicest person at Fox by far. I'm so glad you were born. Also the host of the number one cable morning show in all of cable news. Ainsley Earhart, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Thanks to your whole team. I really appreciate this. God bless you all.
All right. Thank you, Ainsley Earhart. What a great message for kids. I'm so glad you were born. Except you, Hannity. We wish you weren't born. Why you like that line? Linda's laughing. It is funny because there are plenty of people that wish I wasn't born, but that's a side note.
The radio show the mainstream media loves to hate. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, loaded up tonight, 9 Eastern, Hannity on the Fox News Channel. This hurricane about to hit Florida this week is real. I mean, Joe Bastardi has been warning me big time. We'll check in with Senator Marco Rubio. Also, Herschel Walker tonight, Kellyanne Conway, Joe Concha, Alan Dershowitz, and Greg Jarrett. Is it true that a president can declassify as warranted with absolutely no procedure? We'll get into the truth behind that. News you won't get from the mob, and we're only 43 days until the midterms. All right, thanks for being with us all the time we have. You make the show possible. We can never thank you enough. See you tonight. Back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.